Got Burlington Notre Dame leading at 109 coming into today. EBF is second at 102.5. And you just kind of look, you know, EBF's got Slater Thomas in the finals, Simon Bettis in the finals, both freshmen. And then you've got Spurgeon and Davis, both on the consolation side, still to score points for EBF. So four opportunities there for the Rockets. And hopefully they can hold off Burlington Notre Dame and climb to the top. That would be awesome. Not only, Jason, to bring home some state titles individually, but to bring home that 2A team title would be huge for Coach Boyer and the Rockets.
Absolutely. And it's going to be just a scrap clear down through those final matches later on into this evening. I don't know if you had a chance to check Burlington Notre Dame, what they have left. But I know, regardless, they have entered last night with several on that consolation side, and they had a lot of success on that consolation side of the bracket.
They did, and I'll get that just in a second. The national anthem started there. I wasn't able to finish with Burlington Notre Dame, so we'll get to that. But down to 1A, you know, Don Bosco probably has a lock on it, most likely. They at 187. Albernette is at 127.5. Wilton at 103. And you look at Don Bosco, they've got finalists at 106, 113, 120, 138, and 157 tonight. They've got three going on the consolation side, 126, 190, and 215. A lot of points to come today for Don Bosco yet. Al Burnett's got two finalists at 126 and 138, and I think they have five on the backside here today. But then 3A, we know that's decided, but what a performance by Southeast Polk. I mean, you got to give... You got to give them their due, man. 221.5 points. They are 106 points ahead of the field, and they've got 7 finalists tonight, and 3 going to the consolations here today. So 10 of their 14 are bringing home medals for the Rams, and they are just absolutely dominating that 3A field.
Yeah, unbelievable, and knew that was a good Southeast Polk team, and there were rumors being whispered this may be one of their best teams ever as a whole, and they're kind of putting that foot forward at least.
Well, I said that
the first 3 days.
I said that at the beginning of the tournament, and people kind of looked at me like, wow. I mean, that's saying something when you say it could be one of the best ever Southeast Polk teams, all the success they've had, but it might be. They're looking at a possible tournament scoring record when it's all said and done. The possibility of 7 state champions going back to Southeast Polk, so domination there. Got to give a shout out to Indianola and Carlisle, though. They're both in the top 4 in the 3A team standings. Indianola third at 104.5 entering today. They've got one finalist tonight at 138, but 7 on the backside still alive today, fighting for medals for Indianola. So what a tournament by Indianola, and again, one finalist, 7 here in the consolations. Carlisle, a great tournament as well, coming in 4th place today at 102 points. They've got 2 finalists tonight, and 5 going here in the consolations. So kind of gives you an idea of what some of the top teams and some of our, you know, top area teams have on the docket for today and tonight. It's going to be some exciting wrestling for sure.
It's going to be great wrestling. We're going to bring it all to you. 3A on the mat now. We're looking for Mason Lucas that will come out shortly. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Carlisle wrestlers will be taking the mat in the consolation semifinals. We'll be right back after this. You are watching and listening to state wrestling coverage presented by Indian Hills Community College on KIIC.
Agriculture plays a very important role in the communities we serve. We know that when we help ag producers grow their crops and raise their livestock, we're helping the local economy grow. Many area businesses are based on serving the ag community. What's good for agriculture is good for our community. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
O'Brien Electric, located at 8401 73rd Street out of Agency, Iowa, in the Big Red Barn behind Five Hogs Barbecue. They are a full-service, licensed, and insured electrical contractor specializing in complete wiring of all commercial, farm, and residential properties, installation of sales and service of solar systems and arrays, installations of standby generators, and sales, service, and part sales of all types of electric motors in-house. Call 641-680-0327 for any of these services.
It's the 10th annual Kaysen's Pride and Joy Simmental's Performance Bull Sale, Saturday, March 1st, high noon at the Russell Livestock Market, selling 61 herd bull prospects. Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 1st, cattle viewing from 8 till noon, lunch at 11, and the 10th annual bull sale at high noon. You'll find more information online. Search for Kaysen's Pride and Joy Simmental's Performance Bull Sale or call Denny 641-814-3332. Landon at 641-799-7350. We'll see you Saturday, March 1st in Russell.
Hi, this is Joe at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Farming is both a way of living and a passion around here. The results our customers get is our number one concern. Whether you need fertilizer, chemicals, seed, or feed, we've got you covered. Not only can we provide the product, but if needed, we can apply it as well. Just give us a call and let us be your hired hand. Quality Ag Service, your hometown ag supplier for all your fertilizer, chemical, seed, and feed needs, serving our entire listening area.
When your equipment works as hard as you do, you need the right parts to keep it going. At Legends Farm and Lawn in Centerville, we've got what you need. DeWalt power tools, belts, filters, fluids, and parts for mowers, ATVs, and more. And whether you need an ATV or a side-by-side or even a Cub Cadet snowblower, we've got the equipment to get the job done. From purchase to upkeep, Legends Farm and Lawn is your one-stop shop. Legends Farm and Lawn on Highway 5 South in Centerville, because legends don't quit, and neither do we.
Routine maintenance is the key to making sure your equipment is operating at peak efficiency all year long. Schedule your inspections now at Sinclair Tractor and save 10% on John Deere parts for machines that are 6-plus years old and haven't been serviced in our shop in the last 24 months. We understand the old adage, don't fix what's not broken, but when it comes to equipment, we also know that a proper inspection can save you time and money by finding potential issues before they cause downtime. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com and schedule your inspections today. Screen Tech Graphics, located in Sheraton, offers more than custom screen-printed t-shirts. Screen Tech also offers you top-quality embroidery, promotional products, banners, signs, and now trophies and awards. Screen Tech is your one-stop shop for your organization, sports team, church, or business. It's where KIIC goes for all of our printing. Jobs are done in-house for quick turnaround time. Locally owned and operated, give Ben or Kyle a call today, 641-774-8093, or visit them online, ScreenTechGraphics.com.
The future belongs to you. Hi, this is David Lang with MDL Insurance. We offer auto, home, life, health, commercial, farm, pretty much all types of insurance risks. Very few could have predicted the recent storms and inflation we've been going through. We have a great staff, and while they can't predict the future, they can help protect the future. Give us a call, 641-217-8138, or email us at mdlins.com.
There are places where all roads lead to families providing for their loved ones and their community. Where friends are found down every street. That's where you'll find us, taking time to get to know you. Calling you by name, generation after generation. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Contact Farm Bureau agent Casey Warren in Albia today.
They're wrestling on the floor and wrestling in the booth. Now back live to Wells Fargo Arena on Thunder Country.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. State Championship Wrestling coverage brought to you on KIIZ. KIIC is presented by Indian Hills Community College. Check out over 100 degree, diploma, and certificate options at indianhills.edu. And thank you to Indian Hills Community College. Go check them out. We've got wrestlers on the mat. Carlisle wrestlers are busy on the mat.
Yes.
Three of the Wildcats.
Yeah, they got Carlisle Storm in this place. Half the mats right now with Carlisle Wildcats. I do want to make a correction when I was going through our area teams and what they have. I misspoke. Landa Davis is a finalist for EBF tonight. So the Rockets have three in the finals. Slater Thomas, Simon Bettis, and Landon Davis tonight. And just missed Gage Spurgeon, the returning state champ from last year, as he got beat 6-4 in the semis last night. All right, so on mat number three, Aiden Serrano of Carlisle is in action against Calvin Rathgen of Ankeny. They are just through the first period there, no score. Mason Lucas is on mat number four. He just got tech-falled 19-4 for Mason Lucas. And then Ryan Ryder is over on mat number five. He's got a 3-0 lead. They're in a blood time right now on that mat. Again, the scenario, you're wrestling right now in the consolation semis to determine what medal you're going to wrestle for later on this afternoon in the consolation finals. Win this match, you go for third. Lose this match, you are wrestling for fifth place. Either way, you are a top six medal winner if you're on the mats right now in this part of the session at Wells Fargo Arena.
Right, and once we get through this round, we will come back and hang medals in each class. But first, we're going through 3A, then 1A, then 2A in these consolation semifinals.
You know, something that we haven't talked a lot about, I know you guys well tonight, but, and I'm not going to be here tonight. I have to head back home and make a stop in Pella for a girls' basketball game tonight, 4A regional semifinal, Oskaloosa at Pella, 7 o'clock. So I'll be missing the finals tonight to go to that and broadcast on the Indians Network. But one thing I want to talk about is that Grand March tonight. And if all you do is buy a ticket, come watch the Grand March and go home, that would be worth it. Although you'd be foolish not to stay for the finals. But the thing is, you've got a Grand March to remember tonight. The three Grand March, Grand Marshals leading the march tonight. You've got Tom Brands, you've got Kevin Dresser, and you've got Mark Schwab. Iowa State UNI head coaches. Why is it special?
Doug Schwab.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Why is it special? Because all three of them won Iowa high school state titles in Class 2A. All three of them won national titles as wrestlers at the University of Iowa. And all three of them are current D1 head coaches in Iowa, at Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. So it's quite a story for those three, and they are leading the Grand March tonight. And you always get chills in the Grand March. I'm getting chills just talking about the Grand March. Look at this. But anyway, you always get chills when you watch that fantastic event. And it's a standing ovation by 14, 15,000 people for the entire thing. But it's going to be even more special tonight and an even bigger roar from the crowd when those three lead them out.
And a 100-year celebration.
You know, and a 100-year celebration.
We haven't really talked about that all that much, but a 100-year celebration here of this tournament. Oh, Kevin Cochran just rolled in and is a Vente Caramel Macchiato Domo Marigato with his whipped cream. He got extra whipping. And how do you milk an oat? You know, I know. I know.
Apparently, that coffee hasn't taken hold. He can't get his.
How do
mic.
You turn a mic on? Push the right buttons on the grinder.
Carlisle fans, while Kevin gets his mic turned on, Aiden Serrano is tied 1-1 with a minute 14 to go with Rathgen from Ankeny.
It's just starting, Kevin.
Consolation semi, and then Ryder from Carlisle. He's got a 5-1 lead going in the third period over Frost from Davenport Central.
Domo Monte. I ordered that caramel macchiato at 6:45 this morning.
Yeah, I thought I saw you in line,
and I just got it.
Is that when you were going back? Is that when you were going home to get to bed?
Yeah. See, many of your wake up times is about his arrival.
Talk about a guy heated, trying to just. We just won, and I should have ordered coffee. But you know what? I thought, you know what? I'm going to be at Jason Summers today. I'm going to order a fufu drink. So I'm going to order a caramel macchiato. He's been up here for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and he's fully caffeinated. You have yet to even get caffeinated.
I know it.
But glad to see you come in, and the drink looks great.
And there was people in line, like they knew what they were doing. I want a, what do they call it, a Vente, and throwing all these names out there like an ice, I don't know. It took 27 minutes for them to announce what they wanted. I'm like, I just want whatever Jason had yesterday. That's all I want.
But it's good to see you, Roland.
That's gracious.
We have culturalized
it. I struggled.
I can only imagine.
Oh, man.
The only cool thing was there was a little bitty kid in a stroller right behind
and
me.
And the kid in the stroller's like,
what's up with this guy?
No.
Well, hey, guess what? We're going to have some overtime.
Stroller right behind me.
We're going to have some overtime on a Saturday morning early here at Wells Fargo Arena. Rathjen of Ankeny, Serrano of Carlisle, 1-1 going into overtime, one sudden victory. Ryan Ryder, though, is cruising for Carlisle, 11-3 lead. 40 seconds to go in the match. They're looking like, unless Ryder, unless something goes drastically wrong here in the last 40 seconds, he is going to move on to wrestle for third place for Carlisle. But let's watch Aiden Serrano, Jason Stewart, on mat three, going into a sudden victory here, tied 1-1 with Rathjen.
You bet. Goes to his feet here, tie match with Calvin Rathjen from Ankeny. It's 1-1. Both wrestlers on their feet. 30 seconds left. There's a shot by Rathjen. An outside single. Serrano does a nice job of getting his legs back. They stay on their feet, and they're going to go out of bounds. There's a stall warning here in overtime that is going to go against Rathjen from Ankeny. So they work their way back to the middle now. 18 seconds on the clock. And a quick update on Ryan Ryder.
Yeah, he just won 11-3. Major decision. Little bonus there for Carlisle. And Ryan Ryder will be back in the Consolation Finals in a little bit this afternoon, wrestling for third place.
Here in overtime, here's a shot from Serrano. He has Rathjen on his back, and time is going to run out. And, wow, I don't think they awarded points.
So now you're going to go into the overtime two and three, where you get the 30-second periods.
Serrano was sure he had that takedown, as he even took off his leg band.
Yeah, he did. He's putting it back on now, but wow. He doesn't look happy about it, does he?
I know somebody that didn't look happy was the Carlisle coaches as they made their way back to the coaches' seats after seeing that. But, yes, they are going to overtime one after sudden victory.
After Carlisle opens with three wrestlers on the mat, now Andy Nola's got two out there. Ryan Young on mat one. He's got a 3-0 lead with a minute to go in the first period. Jake Pontier of Andy Nola also out there on mat five, just about to get underway.
Serrano to his feet gets brought down by Rathjen. This is the 132-pound consolation semifinal to determine who will wrestle for third place in the class 3A 132-pound class. Serrano turns and tries to clear hips. Now he's got a peel, and Rathjen picks up Serrano, brings him back to the mat.
That was a big mat return by Serrano, because we're in overtime two here, a 30-second period where you start on top, and then your opponent starts on top the next 30 seconds, and whoever can come out on top after those two will be declared the winner. That was a big mat return not to give the escape.
And it might be who can find the most energy here, as both of these guys, you know, they're coming off semifinal losses last night, and both of these competitors looked gas after going through a whole match, and now they are in overtime number two. And so Serrano cuts Rathjen, and Rathjen now with a one-point lead. Serrano needs a takedown for the win. Serrano from Carlisle tried a little duck under. Rathjen avoided it. 13 seconds left now. Serrano trying to get on his offense. Underhooks. And now Serrano gets the hip toss. Still no points awarded.
How is that not a takedown?
And still out front. And
I don't think they gave it to him, Jason.
No. I don't.
Well, maybe.
Think.
Because if you look at Rathjen for Ankeny, he looks pretty depleted right now as Serrano hustled back to the center.
Well, Rathjen,
but it's showing 2-1 Rathjen.
Yeah,
I think he's injured, Rathjen.
Yeah, he hurt his hip there on that toss, and he's trying to get back to the middle. And
It is going to be Ankeny your winner, 2-1. Wow, I don't know. So close to the three there by Serrano.
Couple close takedowns there.
Man,
at the end of regulation and then at the end of that second overtime. But Aiden Serrano will be wrestling for fifth place. And Calvin Rathjen, if he can make the bell, he is walking pretty gingerly off the mat. He is in the third place medal match.
All right, over to Matt 1, Ryan Young, Indianola with a 6-1 lead over Nolan Howell of Clear Creek of Mana with a minute 23 to go in the second period there. Consolation semifinal. And the other Indianola wrestler already took care of business. Their match is over, so let me go back and grab the results of that one for you.
And coming up also, Pella fans, Logan Bruxford will be taking the mat momentarily at 175 pounds. As he is on deck, he'll be taking on Abe Parker from Waukee Northwest. Also coming up, Sebastian Soto from Carlisle.
So, oh, Jake Pontier must have got injured. I missed that. I apologize, but he had to medical forfeit. Jake Pontier of Indianola, medical forfeit loss to Levi Johnson of Spencer. So I did not see what happened. We'll try to see if we can get some info on that, but hopefully things are okay for Jake Pontier because he would come back and wrestle for fifth place if he's able. But again, medical forfeit loss in the Conse semis for Jake Pontier of Indianola.
All of this action being brought to you by Absolute Cleaning Systems, Central Iowa's premier cleaning company. That's Absolute Cleaning Systems.
So again, we're going all classes here, Consolation Semifinals. We're going through 3A, then we go straight into 2A, and then or 1A, and then straight into 2A, and then we come back with the Consolation Finals for all classes. Scheduled to go till about 2:30 this afternoon, and then we get about a three-hour break before they start the Hall of Fame inductions and award ceremonies at about 5:15 tonight. Grand March scheduled for approximately 6 o'clock, and then wrestling the rest of the night, crowning champions here at Wells Fargo Arena tonight.
Elijah Blewett on the mat for Indianola, taking on Parker Casey from Johnston. That one underway in the first period. No score in that one yet. Ryan Young, let's run back over to him as he goes to the third period.
Yeah, Jason, he's got a 9-2 lead. Sitting good going in the third period for Young over on mat number one. Trying to get to that third place match. You got Soto for Carlisle on mat two. You've got Nolan for Carlisle on mat four. It's a busy morning, Jason. It's a good thing we got rested up, huh?
Yeah, the Wildcats got up early this morning, came back into Wells Fargo in these Consolation semifinals.
I said, let's go. So we'll try to keep you up to date on everything going simultaneously. As far as this is Class 3A Consolation semis right now. So if you're an Oski fan, for example, we're not going to be seeing Caden and Parker until Caden Parker and Parker Jordan until a little bit later on here in this morning session. But two medals coming home for Oskaloosa. I know the fans are super excited. I was getting all kinds of messages last night. Everybody excited to see that for Oskaloosa. Ryan Young still leads 9-2 for Indianola. They're inside a minute to go there in the match over on mat number one.
His teammate Elijah Blewett still tied at zero in his matchup. That one at 150 pounds. Run over to mat number four. Noah Nolan on the mat for Carlisle. He is still knotted at zero.
And on mat number two, Sebastian Soto of Carlisle has a 4-2 lead over Jakari Clark of West Des Moines Valley. 30 seconds to go first period in that one.
Wrestling coverage brought to you by the Albia Community School District. Join the Albia Today team today at albiacsd.org. That's the Albia Community School District.
Yeah, we appreciate them. EBF School District. Both on our sponsorships for the postseason wrestling coverage. Everybody, we appreciate them all. We can't do this without them, and we hope that you acknowledge to them that you appreciate their support of not only this broadcast, but the support of our Southern Iowa area wrestlers.
Well, Indianola and Carlisle with wrestlers on two out of six mats, and we'll run down through Ryan Young just getting finished up over there on mat number one. He's going to be a 9-3 winner over Nolan Howell from Clear Creek of Mana. So Ryan Young moves to the third place mat. On mat number two, Sebastian Soto in a tight one with Jakari Clark.
Yeah, 5-4. Clark leads that one as they just finished up the first period going into period two. So tight match there. Mat three, Elijah Blewett of Indianola trailing 2-1. 20 seconds left in that one. And then you've got Noah Nolan of Carlisle on mat four, Jason.
Yeah, Noah Nolan with a 3-2 lead over Landon Bell. Landon Bell is from Iowa City West. Iowa City Liberty, and Nolan with a 3-2 lead for Carlisle in the second period.
Logan Bruxford Appella coming out on mat number one. And of course, he had some, you know, barn-burning highlights early in this tournament, and hopefully he can get a win today and finish as high as third up on that medal stand for Pella.
We'll bring you that one for Logan Bruxford. It's brought to you by Allen Searing Construction, General Contractor Remodeling, and Custom Cabinets from Allen Searing Construction.
All right, so Bruxford coming out. Meanwhile, mat number two, Ja'Kari Clark of West Des Moines Valley, now has a 9-5 lead on Sebastian Soto of Carlisle. 1:08 remaining in the second period of that one. Noah Noland of Carlisle, he has a 6-2 lead over Landon Bell of Iowa City Liberty at the end of the second period. And on mat number three, Elijah Blewett of Indianola. Boy, he's in a dogfight. 2-2 tie with Parker Casey from Johnston. A minute 25 to go in that match. They're tied 2-2.
2-2, and it looks like it is Blewett that's going to pop his head out and get the three-point takedown. 5-2 now. Blewett from Indianola on top in that one at 150 pounds.
Well, more points for Ja'Kari Clark of West Des Moines Valley as he extends the lead to 12-5 now on Soto from Carlisle. 33 seconds left in the second period on that one as they go off the mat. And Noah Noland leads 7-2 for the Carlisle Wildcats with a minute 30 remaining in their match over on mat number four.
Logan Bruxford still on his feet against Abe Parker from Waukee Northwest. Tied at zero. There's 9 seconds left in that one. Eight, and it looks like we may go scoreless unless somebody hits a move on their feet in the final 3 seconds. They separate, and that's the end of the first. Bruxford from Pella tied at zero. Second period will be brought to you by ASF Repair. I tell you what, they fix motors just like Bruxford's got a motor. He's had a motor all through this tournament right now, trying to motor into this third place medal round. But ASF Repair can help you with your routine vehicle maintenance or major repairs. They are located in Sheraton and Knoxville. ASF Repair.
Well, Noah Noland of Carlisle, little explosion for him. He leads 10-2 now on Iowa City Liberty's Landon Bell. They're winding that one down. 38 seconds to go in the match. There's an escape by Bell. Makes it 10-3. But Noah Noland in control for Carlisle there with 30 seconds remaining. And we've already talked a lot of Carlisle here this morning in these consolation semifinals. And we said, you know, they came from the hotel ready to go today. As a good start for Carlisle today here in the consolation semis.
Bruxford started that second period in the bottom position, was able to get up and out. He now leads 1-0 over Abe Parker from Waukee Northwest. So a minute and a half left in the second period for Bruxford as they go back to work on their feet. Bruxford looking for an opening on Abe Parker. Overhooks on the left side. Now he goes to a collar tie, tried to snap down. Bruxford from Pella looking for a takedown, leading 1-0 after the escape, as the referee wants a little more action to come out of this tie-up here in the middle of the mat. A minute three left second period for Logan Bruxford from Pella, trying to get into the third-place match and see if he can bring home a third-place medal for the Pella Little Dutch. Right now with a 1-0 lead, still wrestling on their feet.
Looking for the update here. I saw it go off the screen right when I looked up to get an update. But Elijah Blewett did win for Indianola by decision. 9-2 over Parker Casey from Johnston. So Blewett, Indianola, will wrestle for third place
On mat number two, I believe it's Ja'Kari Clark from Valley with a victory over Sebastian Soto. So Soto will be wrestling for fifth place later on in the session. Logan Bruxford from Pella still on his feet, still leading 1-0, 10 seconds left, second period.
21-6 was that final. Soto goes down by Tech Fall. So, yeah, let's watch Logan Bruxford over there on mat number one in the white and green Pella Dutch singlet. 1-0 lead, taking that into the second period. Carson Slora of Indianola now on mat number four, just underway, facing Holden Hansen from Southeast Polk. One of very few Southeast Polk wrestlers that won't be wrestling tonight. as they've got 10 of their 14 in the finals.
Three A consolation semifinals brought to you by Barn Wired. Shop, have lunch, or have coffee. Maybe we could send Kevin Cochran down to Barn Wired. I bet he'd get his coffee just a little bit faster than got from the hotel. But
you could have drove to Barn Wired, got the coffee, drank that one, got another one, and drove to Wells Fargo Arena in that time, Kevin.
Go check out Barn Wired. They're on the south side of the Sigourney Square, Kevin, so if you want some coffee, Barn Wired there in Sigourney.
So Southeast Polk has 10 medal winners, 7 in the finals, 3 in the consolations, but 10 of their 14 bringing home medals for Southeast Polk.
Abe Parker gets up and out from the bottom position for Waukee Northwest. Logan Bruxford now tied 1-1 as they both wrestle on their feet. Here's a shot attempt from Abe Parker. He tries to lift, and no points awarded, and now Parker's going to get the takedown on the edge of the mat. Parker was able to lift Bruxford up off the mat, get him returned, and now Bruxford trailing by 3 to Abe Parker from Waukee Northwest. 53 seconds left, third period. Bruxford trying to get back to his base. He's up to his base, now hits a sit-out and turns and faces. He gets the escape. It's a two-point match. Bruxford 2, Abe Parker 4, 39 seconds left. Bruxford now looking for the takedown. Goes outside single, onto his feet. A little snap down attempt, tried to pull him down. Bruxford looking for points. 27 seconds left on the clock. They separate, and now they'll come back. Logan Bruxford from Pella trailing by 2. Tried a duck under there. Bailed out of that one, and Parker trying to fend off Bruxford. 14 seconds left. Logan Bruxford from Pella now goes overhooks, looking for something big on the edge, and he slips off, and he's going to be taken down at the end of the third period. Abe Parker from Waukee Northwest is going to defeat Logan Bruxford 7-2, and Bruxford will move into the fifth-place medal round.
On mat number 4, Carson Slora, Indianola trailing 1-0 to Holden Hansen from Southeast Polk. They're into the second period now. 1:25 remaining on mat 4. They are in the neutral position. Right now. And we'll see who can get the advantage here. Hansen of Southeast Polk, the 1-0 lead over Slora. And again, you know, I guess if you're Southeast Polk, you brought all 14 here, and you were expecting to bring home 14 championships. And you got 7 in the finals, 3 in the consolations, 4 that got eliminated. But if you can't get the championship, I guess you get the next best thing, which would be the third place medal. And that's what Holden Hansen was trying to do for Southeast Polk. He leads 1-0 on Carson Slora of Indianola. 43 seconds to go, period number 2. Not a lot of action right now on that one. As they lock up, then they shove each other away, then they hand fight a while, then they lock up again, all in the center of the mat, but not a lot of action as far as shots at the moment. 25 seconds to go in the second period. Holden Hansen, Southeast Polk, Carson Slora, Indianola. Consolation semifinals, Class 3A to start us off, then we roll right into Class 1A, and then right into Class 2A. And when we get through all those, we come right back with the consolation finals. That's when we start hanging medals. Third through eighth place matches coming up. Consolation finals this afternoon, late morning, early afternoon. Then a nice break. And then the granddaddy everybody waits for, the finals tonight here at Wells Fargo Arena. In a sold-out arena.
A 3A consolation semifinals brought to you by Belzer Equipment, your local Kubota, New Holland, Vermeer, and Kinsey dealer. Their Belzer Equipment.
Still 1-0. Hansen of Southeast Polk over Slora from Indianola. They're now in the third period with 1:40 to go. And there is going to be a two-point reversal by Hansen. No, a three-point takedown, rather, on Hansen. So it's 4-0. Southeast Polk wrestler leading now over Slora from Indianola. 1:29 to go in the match. And now Slora has got to get up to his feet, get out, and get some offense going. He is up to his feet. And there is the lift and mat return by Holden Hansen. 1:14 left here for Slora from Indianola. Trailing 4-0. Winner moves on to wrestle for third. Loser wrestles for fifth place in Class 3-8.
Martinsdale St. Martinsdale St. Mary fans, stand by as Jensen Dyer will be coming on the mat in just moments for Martinsdale St. Mary.
Colton Borcherding Johnson on the mat for Norwalk. It's a name a lot of wrestling fans are familiar with. Back to bat number four, down to 37 seconds remaining. Holden Hansen, Southeast Polk, a 4-0 lead. There's the escape by Slora. Back to his feet, back neutral. It's now 4-1. 28 seconds to go. A takedown ties it for Slora. He's got to get aggressive here as they circle their way off. And a little bit of a push there by Southeast Polk into the coaches there as they went out of bounds. 16 seconds left, so Slora's got to start firing. Got to start firing everything you got in the arsenal here if you're Carson Slora.
Guys, we are moving through this consolation semifinal matches as it is 1A starting to take mats across the arena.
And time is going to run out here on Slora, Indianola fans, so he's going to come up short 4-1 to Holden Hansen here this morning of Southeast Polk. Hansen will move on to the third place medal match. Carson Slora will wrestle for fifth place for Indianola at 215 pounds.
Nick Rossi, Joshua Plainfield, Jensen Dyer. Coming up also, Brock Sheha, as the wrestler from Mount Air will be taking the mat in moments, and then a Central Iowa matchup coming up on mat number six. That's going to be Braden Sheffers from I-35 taking on Matthew Mental from Linville Sully.
Well, hey, I got to tell you, I've been doing some consumer math here this morning, and I believe if Bettendorf can find a way to win 47 more matches, they may put themselves back in this team race. I think they only trail by 112.5.
It's tight. It is tight, that 3A team race, if you're not Southeast Polk. What dominant? So what, we talked about this at the beginning of the tournament on, like, Wednesday, which seems like a month ago now, but what is the scoring record?
I believe it was 225 points, and they already have 232. We still have to wrestle the medal round, and then they have to wrestle the finals. So not only are they going to beat the record, they're going to annihilate the record.
Yeah. And again, they've got seven finalists tonight. So, oh, wow, that is quite the tournament by Southeast Polk. One in the history books for sure.
Up on mat number three in Class 1A as we've moved through the 3A consolation semifinals. And we begin Class 1A at 113 pounds. Jensen Dyer from Martinsdale St. Mary's on the mat, taking on Nick Brace from Nashua Plainfield. And Brace gets the takedown, so Dyer trailing by three, 30 seconds left in the first period. Brock Shahoff from Mount Air takes the mat at 120 pounds, taking on Cooper Hines from Jessup.
Well, Jason, you talk about fast and furious. 39 minutes, we're through the 3A consolation semifinals, straight into 1A. Don Bosco's your 1A team leader coming into this final day at 187. Al Burnett is second at 127.5. Wilton third in the team points at 103. Coming into these consolation semifinals.
Class 1A consolation semifinals brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Archery supplies, hunting gear, and accessories all found at Bluff Creek Archery.
All right. So Mount Air, Brock Shea on the mat, mat number four. No score, 40 seconds to go against Cooper Hines of Jessup. Dyer from Martinsdale St. Mary's is right next to him on mat number three. He's trailing 3-0 right now, as they just started the second period in that one. That's about it as far as wrestlers we've been tracking. You've got Albertette and Waco on mat number two. You've got Alta Aurelia Jessup on mat one.
Hey, North Mahaska fans, tune in. Aiden Groom on deck on mat number three at 132 pounds. Aiden Groom will be coming up here in moments.
So we're now into a Class 1A consolation semifinals. We'll go through all those and then roll right into Class 2A. And sometime probably in about the next hour to hour and a half, we'll be through the consolation semifinals. Then we'll turn to the consolation finals, and then it's medal time. That's when you're wrestling for your respective medal, whatever it is, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth. And by about 2:30, we'll know
All our medal winners in this tournament except first and second. That will be decided tonight, obviously.
Well, it's a great day for wrestling in general. These wrestlers are going to see how far they get up on the stand. You know, and sometimes you just kind of know how your day's going to go when you wake up and you order a coffee at 6:45 in the morning and you don't get it until 9:07. So this coffee I got here, I think I keep spitting half of it back in it so I can savor it twice as much since it took so long to get it. My goodness. I'm
trying to figure out if it was worth the wait. I haven't heard you say...
It's not terrible, but I, you know, I just tried to step up and be like Jason Summers. And good if luck. It's going to be that difficult to step in his shoes, I want no part
well,
of
you,
it.
You should have known how difficult it was going to be to step in shoes of Jason Summers. But
often imitated, never duplicated, Jason Summers.
I step away from the mic for a few minutes, and I get Brockmanized.
Yeah, I know. Hey, here's a tip, Kevin. Diet Coke. Well, problem solved.
Yesterday was real easy. I went up.
Problem solved.
Coffee.
No.
Coffee. Today I'm like, I'm going to use a two-letter word, caramel macchiato, because that's what he got yesterday. And that sounded pretty good.
It does sound good.
But you do feel like you're in a foreign land when you're trying to order sometimes from Starbucks. That's why I go to Inspire You in Albia, because it's easy. I walk in, they look at me, and I don't even say anything. They just look at me, and they go, okay.
Well, but they know you're a fancy guy that's going to order a fancy drink. That's what they know.
And I'm like the only dude around there, and all these ladies are sitting there, and the next one comes up and goes, I need a grande double pump. I don't know. She rattled off this whole big list of things, and that sucker, boom, there it was. I mean, boom, they had it.
But I'm still trying
I think maybe they knew you were a rookie, Kevin. They could just tell. You know what I mean?
They didn't even ask for my name. I'd have said Brockman.
they knew you were a rookie. You weren't experienced. They're like, this guy isn't a mocha chava or whatever the heck it is guy.
You know how it's Brockman's drink? It's got an arrow pointing towards the straw so he knows where to take bring it in at.
If it says Diet Coke, it's my drink.
That's the drink of choice. Hey, Jason Stewart, what's going on this morning? Because I stepped away and
not a lot, Jason. You haven't missed much.
No, a lot of action. I'm listening to you guys, but for the audience who wondering what is going on today, it's they hear these voices and can we describe to them where we're at, where we're going, why we're here?
Well, we have. We'll do it again.
You are a tranquilitus.
I know.
Tranquilitus kiss.
I'm just...
Because I call over Jason and I hear the voice of Jamie. So they're going to be wondering, Jamie Stewart, can yep. I get you to tell us where what are we doing here? And then Jamie Brockman, who is also... stepping in for Stewart occasionally. We're going to have you. I want you to look
otherwise
at the team
known
points.
As otherwise known as Jamie Cochran sometimes.
So I did hear that Emmett Newton was on the consolation side, but that is not accurate. He is on the championship side. He'll be wrestling here this afternoon. He's on the consolation, but right now he's not in this opening round. Am I right? Not here at 3A. We're going to go to 2A. Then we're going to go to 1A.
Nope. We're going to 1A now.
All right,
then
this is why I'm asking. Now you're seeing why we need to know. All right, Stuart, tell everybody where we're going.
All right, we've been through 3A while you was gone. They didn't waste any time.
Why did they
went through 3A consolation semifinals, and now we've moved to 1A consolation semifinals, where Jensen Dyer from Marshdale St. Mary's trailing in his match. Brock Shaha tied at zero, and Matthew Mennell and Braden Schiffers are on the mat, and they're tied at zero. And after we get through Class 1A, we'll move to Class 2A consolation semifinals.
Okay.
The winner wrestles for third place.
All right, that makes
the
sense.
The loser of that match moves to the fifth place match.
Yep. Gotcha.
And when we get through all three classes, after 2A, we start back again, and we're going to hang medals.
Gotcha. So they're staying in the 3A, 1A, 2A pattern, and then we're going to hang medals all together.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's go. That makes sense.
And a lot to be decided, because that Class 2A race is really something to watch. The 1A and 3A team scores are pretty tight, but we need to get to some Class 1A updates from
Let's go to
Jamie.
Matt.
Brockman.
Let's go to mat three. Aiden Groom, North Mahaska, is on the mat. Warhawk fans against Brock Morris of Cascade.
And 30 seconds into that match, Groom gets taken down. He's trailing 3-0. Again, everybody's a medal winner that's wrestling right now. Question is, are you going for third or are you going for fifth? That's all we're doing right now. Winner goes for third, loser goes for fifth. So Aiden Groom right now trailing 3-0, a minute 10 to go in the first period on mat number three. Brock Sheha, Mount Air, right next to him on mat four. They are scoreless, and they're going to go to overtime. That one just finished the third period scoreless. Cooper Hines of Jessup, Brock Sheha, Mount Air are at least second sudden victory so far this morning. Matthew Middle of Linville Sully's over on mat six. He's trailing 3-0 at the end of the first period to Sheffers from I-35 Truro.
Well, consolation semifinal matches brought to you by Brothers Market. They're over in Sigourney, a great place here in just a little while to step on out and have a nice hot lunch off the grill in Sigourney at Brothers Market.
Back to Aiden Groom of North Mahaska on mat number three. Gave up near fall twice, and he's now trailing 9-0. 22 seconds remain in the first period for Aiden Groom, the freshman for North Mahaska. First time here, obviously a freshman, bringing home a medal. And he trails Brock Morris of Cascade 9-0 with 20 seconds to go here in the first period. He's broken down flat right now as Morris put up a decent ride. Now to his feet is Groom. Grabbing the leg is Morris. Trips Groom back down to the mat. And they're going to wind down that first period. 9-0. Brock Morris of Cascade leads Aiden Groom, North Mahaska, as they go into the second period.
Real quick, because I've had somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 texts wanting to know whether or not Garrett Pumphreys is when he's wrestling.
He is eliminated.
Yeah, that's what. So I wanted to make sure that our audience understood that. So we will, someday in the future, we'll maybe bring some Garrett Pumphrey. Maybe he'll wrestle again. But Jason Stewart, not in this tournament. And how are these matches possible here in this this contest with Aiden Groom? Guys, can I go down on the floor?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go down.
Feel hey, guys, I right go down. Next door, mat number five.
All right, yeah. Let's go. Mat number five.
Mat five, you've got Ryan Groom of North Mahaska. Aiden Groom is on mat number three, so they are back-to-back. Here, the two mats meet each other, and the two brothers are on the mat. Aiden Groom is trailing 9-0, 1:30 to go in the second period. And Ryan Groom just underway. He's facing Lucas Bose of Underwood. So which one do you want, Jason Stewart?
I'll take a look at Ryan Groom since that one's just getting started. Okay. And you finish up Aiden Groom, if you would, please.
All right, and then we'll also just keep track of Sheha of Mount Air and Mental of Linville Sully, who are also on the mats.
Is in overtime, too.
Yep, and that's for Sheha. And then Mental is trailing 4-0 for Linville Sully, start of the third period. All right, so Aiden Groom trailing 9-0, 1:06 to go in the second period. He's got to turn it on here for North Mahaska. Either way, I mean, to come here as a freshman and bring home a medal is impressive, and Aiden Groom has done that. And there he just got reversed. It's now 11-0 Morris, and then Morris immediately cuts Groom to get back on the feet. 11-1 as they go off the mat. 45 seconds left, second period. How's Ryan Groom progressing?
Ryan Groom was just taken down by Lucas Bose at 144 pounds, and so it's Bose with a 3-0 lead over Ryan Groom, and Bose continues to ride on top as we check back in on that Brock Sheha match, still tied at 0, and they are in overtime number 3.
What a battle there. Not a single point scored into overtime number 3. Matthew Middle of Linville Sully trailing 7-0 in his match with a minute 10 to go. Again, the winners move on to wrestle for third place coming up in the consolation finals early afternoon today, and the loser of these matches will wrestle for fifth place. We'll also wrestle the seventh place matches coming up in the consolation finals, and those participants were determined last night. If you lost in consolation round 5 last night, you will be wrestling for seventh place
when we get to the consolation finals here this afternoon.
Ryan Groom able to get up and out and get a one-point escape in his matchup at 144 pounds. Lucas Bowes from Underwood, 3. Ryan Groom, 1 as we head to the second period. Back over to that Brock Shayhaw match. Still tied at 0. Brock Shayhaw in the bottom position. And that one has moved to double overtime now.
Nobody can score in that match. Matthew Middle, Linville Sully trailing 7-1. 45 seconds remain in that match. And back to Aiden Groom. He's got a tough one against Brock Morris from Cascade. He's trailing 14-1. 17-1. Just got Tech fouled. The last takedown there ends it by Brock Morris of Cascade. Tech fall winner over Aiden Groom of North Mahaska, 17-1. So Aiden Groom is going to come back and wrestle for fifth place for North Mahaska.
Ryan Groom on the mat, bottom position to begin the second period for North Mahaska, trailing 3-1 to Lucas Bowes from Underwood. Bowes top position, riding on top, and it looks like that Brock Shayhaw match just finished up, and I missed whose hands got raised.
Hines.
It might have been Cooper Hines from Jessup.
I believe it was just 1-0. After all that, just 1-0.
After 4 overtimes to take care of it.
Wow.
As Groom goes out of bounds, goes back into the middle to reset. 1:08 left in the second period. Groom's to his feet now on the restart, gets the escape. He now is trailing by 1 in this matchup. Or check that. That was Bowes that got the escape. I apologize.
No, it was Groom.
I did have it right.
You had it right. 3-2 now.
They updated the score incorrectly on Wells Fargo Arena big board. And so it is a one-point match. Lucas Bowes with a 3-2 lead. A
couple other ones we're going to watch here on mat number 2. Zane Mullenix of Pleasantville is out there against Jake Hyland from Bellevue. And Hyland gets the first takedown early. He leads 3-0 on Mullenix in the first period. And I thought we had one other one out there. No, that's the only one right now, other than Groom.
And Ryan Groom trailing by 1 on his feet. 11 seconds left in the period. Here is a double leg that is hit by Lucas Bros from Underwood. He's in on the legs, and he spins around behind and gets the takedown for Underwood. Lucas Bros now leading 6-2 over Ryan Broom from North Mahaska. Third period coming up, brought to you by Kaysen's Pride and Joy, Simmental's annual bowl sale. Saturday, March 1st at noon at the Russell Livestock Auction. The Simmental Bull Sale from Kaysen's Pride and Joy Simmentals.
Back over on mat number 2, Zane Mullenix of Pleasantville gets out with the escape. And it's now 3-1. Jake Hyland of Belleville leads that with 48 seconds to go in the first period as they're back neutral. And they work their way off the mat. Come back to the center. Mullenix of Pleasantville trailing 3-1.
Things getting ready to get started in the third period for Ryan Groom from North Mahaska, trying to get into the third place medal match with a victory here. He's got a little work to do as the third period starts. Lucas Bros with a 6-2 lead over Ryan Groom from North Mahaska. Groom on the top position now. Throws in a leg, breaks his man off his base. Bros able to get his legs back underneath him. As they continue to wrestle on the mat, Ryan Groom in the top position. Now a tilt situation, and Bros rolls through, but Groom does have the arm locked up. And Groom is going to see if he can get out to the side and walk this over. He's trailing by 4, and he's in need of some points as we are here in the third period. 1:20 left to wrestle. We'll run over and check on Zane Mullenix.
Yeah, he's just ended the first period. Trails 3-1 to Jake Hyland from Belleville, and they will start the second period with Highland bottom and Mullenix on top riding here for period number 2, trailing 3-1.
Final minute for Ryan Groom from North Mahaska against Lucas Bowes from Underwood. Bowes with a 6-2 lead on the mat. Groom top position. He's been trying to see if he could turn bows and get some near fall points. And he's going to have a short time to get it done now. 40 seconds left as Bose gets to his feet. Groom sits to his hip and thought he could catch Bose on his back momentarily. Bose able to get back to his base. Groom hits it again. He's got an arm trap, and he is, if this was freestyle, he'd be scoring.
Yes.
This is not freestyle wrestling. Groom's got to hold Bose to his back to get any near fall points. Down to 18 seconds left now. Groom goes out front. And he is looking maybe to see if he can give up the escape and then quick points. He goes out front to lock up a near headlock. Down to 5 seconds left in this one. Groom gets out to the side, and he's not going to have enough time. And Lucas Bros from Underwood's going to win 6-2 over Ryan Groom. Ryan Groom from North Mahaska will wrestle for fifth place later on in the session. Let's run over to Zane Molinex.
Yeah, so both Groom brothers losing here in the Concy semis and will wrestle for fifth for North Mahaska. So Molinex got an escape, then got a takedown, tied it at four, and then an escape by Highland. Now puts Highland back in front, 5-4, and now we're going to go to blood time here for the time being, but good match right now. Zane Molinex of Pleasantville trailing 5-4 to Jake Highland of Belleville here in the second period.
Well, guys, something pretty cool just happened at the end of that Ryan Groom match. Ryan Groom walked over and gave the Underwood coaches a hug, and the Underwood wrestler walked over and gave Coach Ryan Groom a hug. Them boys know each other. They've been around each other. Really cool to see that happen here at the state tournament.
Yeah, it is, and you see a lot of that. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, actually, when I was down on the floor for a while, just seeing it, the respect that all these wrestlers have for each other. In other words, you know how busy and packed that tunnel is, Travis Zapital, and there's just one little walkway as you come off the mat to get into the tunnel and find where you want to go. And, you know, you have guys coming off with just had big wins with all that kind of energy and excitement. Then you got guys coming off that just lost, maybe just into their tournament, and they're emotional as can be. And everybody just gets out of their way, and there's so much respect down there. They all realize what it takes to get here, and they all have that respect for each other. It's a really neat thing down there. It really is.
And you just mentioned
beautiful
the energy.
Thing about this sport.
Zane Molinex brought the energy and gets a takedown here in the closing moments of the second period for Pleasantville. He now leads 7-5. Final 5 seconds, they're going to march back to the middle. Brought to you by Centerville Produce, Southern Iowa's largest pet food store at Centerville Produce.
Nice comeback here from Molinex. So he'll come back in the middle here, cover, and I'm sure just ride him for the final 5 seconds of the second period. Take that 7-5 lead into the final 2 minutes. And that's exactly what will occur. So we'll go to the third period, 7-5. Zane Molinex, Pleasantville, leads Jake Highland of Bellevue.
And again, folks, this is the consolation semifinals. The winner will wrestle for third place. The loser of these matches will wrestle for fifth place. And we are going through, we've been through Class 3A. We are just about finished up with Class 1A. And Class 2A will be coming right up. And it's all brought to you by the Sheraton Booster Club. They proudly support Sheraton students. And they want to say, go Chargers. That's the Sheraton Booster Club.
And again, once these consolation semifinals are done for all three classes, straight into the consolation finals. That's where you actually earn your medal. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth. Seventh and eighth place participants, once again, already determined. They haven't wrestled since last night. They won't wrestle until they get to that consolation finals and the seventh place matches. But, yeah, we'll see. Another takedown by Molinex. So Molinex just found some offense here all of a sudden as this match continues, and he's got a 10-5 lead for the Pleasantville Trojans. A minute 17 to go in that match for Zane Molinex. And I know Molinex had higher hopes than a, you know, third or a fifth place medal, Jason Stewart, but right now he's giving everything he has out there to get as high as he can on that medal stand, which right now would happen to be third place.
The talented sophomore from Pleasantville at 50-3 on the season, leading 10.